Yadavar, there's one letter from Yadavar Prabhu. Actually, he was hoping to get to see you.
What shall I advise? I have no experience about this. You do. But be kind to me. Think to God.
His reason for coming to India this time was to give you that film and to now make a film about India. He proposes to travel to holy places and festivals to show people engaged in the 9 processes of devotional service. My first immediate trip, he says, would be to Trichur, Kerala, to show the Purim festival, where thousands of people join in a procession through the streets. A deity of Krishna is carried on an elephant. In some of these big festivals, there may be many non-Vaishnavas. Is it all right to show these people, or should we only show Vaishnavas in this movie?
No, but what do we need the benefit for our getting photographed or other projects? There are so many projects. So why do we need them?
He says his general idea is that to present and establish Krishna as a factual personality and not just some mythical character. To do this, he wants to show historical sites of his pastimes combined with paintings to illustrate Krishna's birth, his Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka pastimes, speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and his teachings as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we would show his Krishna's teachings, how Krishna's teachings were passed down to the ages. What should we
do? The idea.
Yeah, it sounds very good. He wants to show how Krishna's teachings were passed down through the ages by the great acharyas and through the different sampradayas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Sankaracharya, and
perhaps.
This is exactly what his purpose is. He wants to show there is Kurukshetra. It's not in someone's mind. And perhaps even including Lord Buddha explaining his real identity and role in bringing people to a higher platform. Then, to include Lord Chaitanya, the 6 Goswamis, and other great acharyas in our line, up to your divine grace, the foremost preacher of the science of Krishna consciousness in the world today. Then we would show how Lord Krishna's teachings are still manifest in India today by the 9 devotional processes and the predominant role Krishna plays in the culture and religious life of the people in temple worship, painting, dance, music, and lifestyle, including offering and taking prasadam, varnashram, dharma, etc. Then testimonials could be given by prominent supporters of our movement, and perhaps a short statement by your divine grace.
Big temples and their profile. In every city there are some Krishna. Just like Kanpur is very important, God is. Many big cities there are Krishna.
He says, at the end, he would like to get a short statement by your divine grace in the movie on the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement in the world today. This film could hopefully be distributed to schools and colleges showing that India is full of transcendental knowledge and that this knowledge is meant for the entire world for the benefit of all humanity.
And I'm speaking
I think this is an important movie to make sure of the way he describes it.
Yeah.
He says many people are approaching him with ideas for other films and he doesn't want to get, you know, misdirected, so he's mentioning to him. He says,
yeah, yeah.
He says they've been requested by the various temples around our society to film Sudama Maharaj's theater group playing The Age of Kali and perhaps other plays so that they could, these films can be shown at Sunday feasts, because they can't have the theater group in all 50 temples. I like that idea. He says also these films could be shown on television. The Age of Kali play is especially dramatic and would appeal to a mass audience for television. He says, in this way, we could introduce our philosophy to many millions of people. The players are very expert, and I feel that people in general will appreciate their efforts. Yeah. He says he's also eager to help Srib Damodar in whatever way he can, because his project is so much stressed by you. Yeah. He plans to meet with Srib Damodar in Boston when he returns in July to discuss the possible films to make. He says he decided with Srib Damodar that it would be best to wait before making a film until they have published their thesis and had some feedback from the material scientists. Good point. Because their theories are always changing, our scientists also have to change their approach. It is for this reason that a film does not seem so suitable for their purposes, because it cannot be so easily changed as put a slide presentation. Also, Srib Damodar Prabhu's presentation is highly scientific, and I feel somewhat dry for the film medium, which is more an artistic medium.
Yeah.
So he frankly admits that it is a little difficult to make a very scientific film, because it may become very, you know, a little bit dry for the...
Yeah, I think it's...
Right, and slideshow company. He says slides are good, but a movie may be
different. No.
He says, I feel that these points should be carefully considered before taking up such a costly... Very good. He says, one last thing. About 3 years ago, Your Divine Grace asked Vishakha Prabhu to write a book based on the movie, The Hare Krishna People. The book would present the basic idea of the Krishna consciousness movement to people in general.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, I think you've given him a lot of information that he wanted. These are the guidances.
They may not bother.